This is the third week of our message series called Light Switch. We've been talking about how we can be a light switch for other people, turning the light of Christ on for them and teaching them how to do that for others. In that way, we share the light of Christ and thus share Jesus with the world. 2 weeks ago, we spoke about kingdom living. We said God's blessings, his beatitudes, come to you when you focus on seeking first the kingdom of heaven. This is called kingdom living. Through kingdom living, you will be a light switch and switch on the light of Christ for others because God's blessing will flow through you to other people as you are a light for them, bringing them warmth and peace. We pointed out that small groups in our parish are a great place to experience this kingdom living, practice it, feel supported in it by other people. Then last week, Bishop spoke to us via video about being a light for the world. Perhaps you remember that. He said by participating in the sacraments and various ministries in your parish, like small groups, we are shining the light of Christ onto other people. He also said that our annual Catholic sharing appeal allows our diocese to evangelize and serve in many ways, thus being the light of the world across the Florida Panhandle. Through your CSA contributions, we are able to build up our local church and pass on the gospel from generation to generation. This week, we are exploring how living the way Jesus explains in the gospel today first involves receiving the light. As the saying goes, you can't give what you don't have. In particular, Jesus's point is that we have to receive the light of the law of God's commandments and then take those commandments a step or two further. Now, in our modern culture, to many of our sensitive ears, the idea of law and light may sound contrary, because light sounds so expansive, and we may think the idea of law sounds restrictive. So, how are the Lord's commands light for our lives? Psalm 19 tells us, "The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes." Another translation says, "The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to our eyes." So, our eyes, that is our minds, hearts, and souls, are enlightened when we receive the commandments and seek to understand more deeply about what they're all about. We have a gospel reading today that I think we would all agree is both challenging and can be life-giving if we know how to look at it. This gospel reading immediately follows last week's gospel reading when the Lord said, "We're the salt of the earth and the light of the world." However, he is saying, we aren't light to the world if we say, "Well, I don't murder people. I don't commit adultery. I don't perjure myself." For most people on earth do not murder, commit adultery, or commit perjury. The Lord is teaching us that being salt and light are deeper than that. Jesus says, you've heard it said, you shall not commit murder. What I say is, avoid senseless anger, abusive words, contempt for others. We can destroy people in more subtle ways than murder. We can destroy through hatred, defamation, and slander, by calumniating other people. We can destroy a person's good name by the wounding insult, by trivializing their personal self-worth, by dropping sensitive and malicious hints about their character. We may not stab people in the heart, but we can surely stab them in the back. We are light when we respect human dignity, when we don't engage in personal insult and ridicule that pervade so much of our society today. Just look at social media or other things on the internet. is full of that kind of slander. Do you know someone who respects people even though he or she disagrees with them? That person is giving a good example of being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Jesus continues by saying, "You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. What I say is, avoid the infidelity of the heart." That is the fantasizing, the toying with temptation through magazines or on the internet. Avoid the disengagement as well from the life of the family that can dry up family life and separate people even though they live in the same house. Legally, they're married. Emotionally, they are divorced. We, on the contrary, on the other hand, are light when we nourish and commit ourselves to family life. Not just family life in general as we understand it philosophically, but our family life, dedicated to our family's life. Do you know someone, as busy as the world can be, who is deeply committed to his or her family? They are giving a good example of being the light for the world, because in a culture where family life is so easily neglected, they are the light of the world. Jesus continues saying, "You've heard it said, do not bear false witness." That is, do not commit perjury. What I say is, avoid the need to swear an oath. The Lord says that our word should be clear and dependable, in and out of court, instead of loaded with loopholes, half-truths, mental reservations, crossing our fingers per se. In a world where human conversation becomes a game, so that even though we know what people are saying, we understand the words, we're not sure what they mean, Jesus is calling us to be people of the truth. Yes means yes, and no means no. Do you know someone whose word is dependable and reliable? That person, again, is a good example of the light of the world. So why is Jesus going through all these things? He's teaching us to look deeply within, because our attitudes precede our actions. The Lord is saying that the real measure, for example, of violence in our society is not found in crime statistics, but in the way we put people down, despise others, hold grudges, so that taking a life just becomes the next step in a world already steeped in hate. He's saying the breakdown of family life doesn't just come from the number of divorces, but from the lack of serious commitment and responsibility to our personal family relationships. The degree of untruth in our society is not measured by the number of perjuries, but by all the lies and evasions and deceptions and half-truths that we see so much as part of our society. For in such a world, to be light is to be people who respect others, to be people of fidelity to marriage vows and other relationships and family life, and to be people of the truth. What can we draw from these challenging words of Jesus today? Well, there's a tendency today to say that we are products of our environment because our souls are something like Velcro, just picking up whatever's out there. You've heard it said, I'm sure, and probably from your own children, everybody does it. Everybody's doing it. As the famous saying goes, I can hear my father's voice in my head now. If so-and-so were to jump off a bridge, would you follow him? Right? We don't have to be like everybody else. We have a choice. No matter how old you are, if you're in middle school, and kids are telling you you should be doing something because everybody else is doing it, and you know it's wrong, you don't have to do it. You don't have to be like everybody else. Same goes if you're in high school or a young adult or at work. Maybe I was always too stubborn and hard-headed. I didn't want to grow up to be like everybody else. I wanted to be who God created me to be. Did I always do that? Did I goof up? Did I sin? I'm a sinner just like everybody else. But what I'm saying to you is you don't have to be like everybody else, and you shouldn't want to be like everybody else. All of you, each and every one of you as individuals, are sons and daughters of God, created in a certain way for a certain thing in life, not to be like everybody else. You have a choice. Remember the old comedy line that goes, "Hey, doc." The man runs into his doctor's office and says, "Hey, doc, I broke my arm in several places." And he says, "Well, stop going to those places." Likewise, the Lord's also teaching us that our Christian identity is not defined by what we don't do, murder, adultery, false witness, but by what we do do. We always have the chance, once more, even though we've goofed up in sin, to renew our life, to examine the choices we're making, to look at the fidelities that are shaping our life. Do those fidelities that are shaping our life come from the gospel or from the media? Each Sunday, as we gather here in this place with all these beautiful people, is a call to remodel our lives into places of light. What about outside Sundays, Monday through Saturday? We can help you with that too. Join a small group this Lent. As each Sunday is a call to remodel our lives into places of light, small groups are places you will find others trying to live in the light, which will encourage you to also live that way. You need support. Me too. We all need support to live the light of the gospel the way Jesus is calling us to do so. Our Lent small groups will help you enter into Lent with Jesus Christ. If you enter into Lent with Christ, your heart will see more clearly, your heart will love more strongly, and serve more passionately. Jesus will literally be etched into the crevices of your being. Our small groups kick off February 19th. You can sign up just by going to our website, clicking on that icon. Receive the light and be the light. Have you signed up yet?